WBTV's Good Question is a member of the Queen City Podcast Network. Listen to your city at queencitypodcastnetwork.com.
As we learn to live with COVID-19, a new report from Quote Wizard by LendingTree shows that healthcare costs are up. Why is this happening? And how high are costs in North Carolina and South Carolina? We're asking an analyst.
It's a big question of like, well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's not, is it going to be bad? It's how bad is it going to be?
This is WBTV's Good Question. We are joined now by Nick Van Zandt, a senior research analyst with Quote Wizard by LendingTree. Nick, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
First, tell me a little bit about your role as a senior research analyst and what you do on a day-to-day basis.
So what Quote Wizard essentially is it's an insurance marketplace, kind of like Expedia or Travelocity for travel. It's one website where you can go and get quotes for insurance, everything from health, auto, rent, flood, all kinds of insurance. So what I essentially do is look at different insurance verticals and try to really understand changes that are going to be happening that could ultimately affect people's insurance. And insurance kind of gets into everything when you look at it, especially when we're talking about healthcare.
Gotcha. Not sure where you're located right now. We're obviously in North Carolina, and I know you guys recently have done some work analyzing the cost of healthcare in different states and found that healthcare costs are up in North Carolina. Can you tell me a little bit about that report?
Yeah. So what we did is we looked at hospital expenses and how hospital expenses have changed since 2011. The reason that this becomes important is because it's one of the really the first leading indicators we have of, all right, this is how much the pandemic cost hospitals. Is that cost then going to then filter all the way down and ultimately affect how much you are paying for health insurance? It's not a direct apples to apples comparison. Hospital pays this, you pay that. But it is correlated in the sense that if their expenses are going up, then ultimately that is going to fit to kind of trickle down into your healthcare insurance premiums. And what we found is that since 2016, hospital expenses per patient per day, I know that's a lot of pers in there, but essentially how much hospitals are paying to take care of patients has gone up by 23%.
Wow.
In that same time period, health insurance premiums have gone up 17%. When we look at the last year that's statistically available, 2019 to 2020, the first year of the pandemic, we found that hospital expenses went up 10%. Health insurance is a lagging indicator. We don't have anything more than preliminary estimates right now in terms of people's health insurance premiums, but we are seeing huge variabilities going from state to state. And in some states, the cost of health insurance is up 23% from 2021 alone.
Wow. When it comes to North Carolina, are we on the high end of the spectrum or the middle or the low end?
North Carolina is on the high end of it, especially when we look at hospital expenses. So the nationwide average from 2019 to 2020 was a 9% increase during the first year of the pandemic. North Carolina had a 16% increase in that time period. It's the sixth highest rate nationwide. So North Carolina seems to be getting hit harder than other states.
Any reason for that in particular that you guys have found?
You know, not one thing that you can narrow down and say, this is exactly why this is happening in North Carolina. But when we look at the evidence as a whole, what we have found is that hospital expenses are very closely tied to how much medication costs, how much labor costs, administrative costs, and then taking care of the patients. And what we found is that there's been a 20% increase throughout the pandemic in how much labor is costing hospitals, both because it was harder to get labor and they had to work longer hours. There's a lot more people in the hospitals, they were crowded. So labor became very expensive. One of the big difficulties in how this ultimately filters down to people is that we got hit in two areas at the same time. We had a huge number of people that were going into the hospitals and needed to be taken care of during the height of the pandemic. and we had big layoffs. Health insurance is largely tied to employment nationwide. So basically what ended up happening is we had more people who needed care and less people who had insurance to pay for it. That ultimately is going to create a problem for us moving forward.
And that was going to be one of my questions, is how much did the pandemic have to do with this? It sounds like a lot. Was there a part of this increase that we've seen across the board that just had to do with, you know, normal rise in prices, or do you attribute a lot of this to the pandemic?
There is a trend of everything going up.
Right.
So since about 2011, we have seen it start to steadily increase, but it's up 23% since 2016. That's basically 6 years. You're looking at about an average of a 4% increase every single year.
Okay.
In the first year of the pandemic, 10% increase.
Wow.
So we're talking about a massive increase in a trend that was already going up. And the difficulty is going to be, how much is this going to ultimately filter through the system and end up costing people in health insurance premiums? We're already starting to see some of that. And like I mentioned, in some states, it does vary hugely from state to state. But in some states like West Virginia, we're seeing 23% increase in health insurance premiums.
Wow.
It's a big question of like, well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's not, is it going to be bad? It's how bad is it going to be?
Right. No, I understand that. And it definitely sounds like a tough pill to swallow. Where did you guys pull data from? Is this something that's easily accessible? Did you, you know, pull from all the major healthcare agencies, or?
Easily accessible, but difficult to go over, if that makes sense. You can see the data, but making sense of it and making sense of it for every state takes a little bit of work. So essentially we got the data from the American Healthcare Association, the Kaiser Family Foundation. We can look at how much hospital expenses are in each state. And then here at Quote Wizard, we have some proprietary data on health insurance premiums that we can also take a look at.
Were you surprised by any of the data that you were going over, or was this kind of what you expected given the state of healthcare and everything we've dealt with the pandemic?
I was surprised it's not more, to be honest with you. Wow. I mean, when we looked at hospital expenses, that increase made sense, right? Because we're talking about a huge influx of people into hospitals who needed a lot of care. I'm surprised that it hasn't hit health insurance premiums as much as it has yet. I think that's really the question, is like, how much is it going to go up even more than this? And it's a little bit of a question, you know, did we see the first wave, or are we seeing the big one, right? It's kind of like that, you know, was to make it kind of in crude terms, did we see the aftershock or the earthquake?
Right. Is there anything you do, anything within the realm of what you do that would let you get an answer to that question? Or is it hard to predict whether or not we're going to continue to see these healthcare costs rise?
Health insurance makes particle physics look simple. I honestly couldn't tell you, right? The water's still too murky.
Right. Wow. I know you mentioned that there's not a completely direct correlation for, you know, if it's going to cost the hospital exactly double, it's going to cost you exactly double.
Yeah.
What is the best way for people to interpret that, though?
I think that if you're seeing the costs go up there, you can expect your costs to go up as well. Because ultimately, you know, when we look at how much people without insurance cost, it's usually around $50 billion a year. That cost has to be absorbed somewhere, and it's going to get passed on eventually down the system. It's very difficult to say, like, all right, well, if essentially medical bill debt is $50 billion, that leads to a 1% rise. There's no really metric that you can say and point like, this happened, now I know that this happened. It's not like A plus B equals C. There's too many variables involved in it. And it varies hugely from state to state based on, you know, what their Medicare policy is like, how much do they carry beneficiaries, how old is the population, what type of population in the sense of like, what type of employment do they have? There are just so many different variables. You can't really, it's almost impossible to figure out.
Wow. And I think that kind of surprises me to hear that there's such variance between the different states, but it sounds like there's a lot of factors to consider there.
There is, you know, it would, because you look at it, well, it because it involves basically everything within the healthcare system and how that healthcare system in that state is done, what the jobs are like in that state, how much do those jobs pay, how much do they cover of health insurance, what's the overall health, what's the age of the population, all kinds of things.
Wow. I don't know how into the weeds you guys were able to get with the numbers you were looking at, but were you able to tell, like, what is costing hospitals so much more? Were there any numbers that were just like spiking? You're like, wow, like that is going to cost them so much more.
Labor.
Wow.
When we looked at it, labor was a 20% increase year over year, which, you know, you add 20% to your budget, you're talking about a huge expense in that sense, because there was so many people that needed care. And then if you're sick at the hospital, you know, if you got COVID at the hospital, then you couldn't be working there. We've all heard about travel nurses and things right. like that, where there was just such a massive shortage of labor. And the problem is that even at the height of the pandemic, that then continued for two more years. So you had to deal with extensive periods of labor burnout, people leaving, then you got to pay them more, they've got to work longer. So that's really was the biggest thing, was labor.
What is your advice for people who are poring over this data and consuming the information that you guys are putting out? Should they feel alarmed? Are there any changes they should look to make? Is there any advice that you would give the general population?
You know, the thing that I would say is, look, at this point, I think that we've all become used to everything getting more expensive all the time. And in some cases, when you're looking at these percentages, you look at the one that Kansas jumps out in my mind. It went from $534 on average a month to $539. So is this going to be something that you look every single week at your paycheck and just, oh my gosh, this is, you know, bankrupting me? I think for a lot of people, it is going to be something that they can absorb, but they're going to have to cut back in other places. And the thing that I would say, really look at your insurance plan, understand what is covered, what's out of pocket. I know that that is difficult and it is boring, but you've got to be able to sort through those murky waters and ask questions. But wait a minute, how does this apply to me? And a lot of times I think health insurance companies are going to give you kind of a general answer about things. Don't accept the general answer. Dig down. How does this impact me? There's always helplines that are available. Call those helplines, find out, and use health savings accounts. That is such a great boon for people, that if you can put this money away tax-free, it does roll over, it can be saved for a rainy day. That can really end up saving you money with health savings accounts. Check your networks. Make sure you're going to an in and out, make sure you're going to an in-network care provider, and know what your rights are as a consumer and as an American now under the Affordable Care Act. If I can use a personal example, know what is covered and what is not covered. For example, when my wife and I had our oldest child, we had a C-section. Well, the hospital we went to was covered in network, but the doctor that's doing the C-section, I don't know the technical name, was out of network. So we got hit with an out of network charge for a C-section, which costs tens of thousands of dollars. But if you know your rights and know that no, under the Affordable Care Act, that an emergency situation doesn't matter if it's in network, out of network. So we were able to get that entire charge taken off. So if you understand your policy and know what your rights are and look at your medical bills, because people make mistakes, that can really end up saving you a lot of money.
Wow. I feel like you just dropped a lot of knowledge on us, but it sounds like it's very, very beneficial. Anything else that you would like to add, anything I missed that you'd like to include that could help people?
You know, I can't talk about health savings accounts enough. I think that even if that's money that's, you know, it's tight on the budget, if you can put things away for that, that can really help you out and know and understand what is in your insurance plan. Because a lot of times, if everything's fine, it's not that much of a difference. But if something happens, it can be a big difference.
Should people be looking closely at the hospitals they're going to? I'm thinking right now, you know, we're in Charlotte, North Carolina. That's so close to, you know, the state line and South Carolina and North Carolina. Should people be making serious decisions about where they're going for specific treatments based on the state they live in?
It's, you know, the thing is like the difficulty with it is healthcare is so difficult in the sense that you're essentially trying to predict the unpredictable, right? If I'll use an example again from my life of that, when we had our oldest child, we had everything figured out. We had the health insurance plan. We knew the hospital, we knew the doctor, and then everything changes. So those things are great if you're looking at maybe doing something that you know is going to happen and know that there's not going to be any complications. So those ideas are great. It's just easier said than done is the difficulty. Yeah.
That makes sense. I'm not sure if I'm keeping you way too long, but just wanted to ask while we've got you, South Carolina, obviously, like I said, real close to where we are. Do you have specific numbers for South Carolina, how they kind of ranked on the list? I know North Carolina was a little on the high end.
Yeah, let me find it really quickly.
Take your time.
It doesn't look like. So when we look at South Carolina has a smaller increase, but it's not necessarily substantially so. For example, North Carolina, I think 36. Oh, actually, never mind. It's a lot lower. North Carolina had a 36% increase in hospital expenses.
Right.
2016, South Carolina, 18%.
Wow.
So it's about half of it. But let me see. Sometimes the details can be. So here's why. North Carolina and South Carolina are actually pretty much alike. When we look at the average numbers for hospital expenses, North Carolina had a big increase.
Right.
It's still at around $2,000. South Carolina had a smaller increase, but it's still around $2,000. So their increase was smaller, but their prices were higher to begin with.
Interesting.
So it's pretty much, it's not massively different. And, you know, when you look at states talking about differences between North Carolina and South Carolina, correct me if I'm wrong, North Carolina has bigger cities.
Yes.
And that can really kind of skew statistics a lot, because what you're playing in Charlotte is not what you're playing in Myrtle Beach.
Right. Right. That makes sense. And obviously I'd guess there are demographic differences as well that might play a factor in different healthcare organizations as well.
Yeah. Health insurance is as complicated as you can get. And, you know, everything changes: age, general health, employment, all those kind of things.
Yeah, it's a lot to digest. Well, we really, really appreciate it, Nick. Very helpful information. Nick Van Zandt, Senior Research Analyst with Quote Wizard by LendingTree. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Thanks for covering it. It's an important story.
Absolutely. WBTV's Good Question is a product of WBTV in cooperation with Queen City Podcast Network and Balto Creative Media. From WBTV, Good Question is produced by Jack Vandertal. Special thanks to Jamie Bull. For the Queen City Podcast Network, WBTV's Good Question is produced by Brian Baltashevitz and Maria Delgado. Production coordinator, Taylor Robinson. It is recorded at the Queen City Podcast Network studios at Huga Coworking in Charlotte, North Carolina.
QueenCityPodcastNetwork.com.